Hello there, it's Clint Salter. Welcome to Studio Success Formula, the business school for dance studio owners. And welcome to your next lesson, which is all about managing complaints and dissatisfied students and parents. So no matter how hard we try to please everyone, we're going to have unhappy customers. In this lesson, I'll walk you through how to manage these sticky situations to ensure your reputation stays intact and that there is minimal impact on your studio. Let's be really honest for a moment. Over the years, I've worked with many clients who I like to describe as being people pleasers, and unfortunately, dance studio owners take the lead in this space because they are so passionate about their business and have massive hearts. No matter how large or small your studio is, you're always going to have a percentage of students and parents who won't smell the roses. I'm sure you've already started picturing these parents. We all have customers who are never happy and always want us to change the rules for them. I'm sure you know the type of parent I'm talking about. The one who thinks it's unfair that their child is not in the front row. The parent who thinks you're playing favorites. The parent that says a teacher spoke inappropriately to their child. The one who says your costumes are too expensive and that you're greedy. And finally, the parent who doesn't think they need to pay their fees when everyone else does. Now, in saying all of this, sometimes these complaints are warranted and you should listen to them and take action. We spoke about surveys and getting feedback in the last lesson, which is greatly going to help you in this space. But today I want to share with you the 6 effective ways in managing complaints and dissatisfied parents and customers. So the 6 ways to manage complaints and dissatisfaction. The first one is to take ownership. Now, none of us are perfect, and yes, it's true, we all make mistakes. This is no different for you in your business. Mistakes, I like to call them lessons, and inevitable, and they are inevitable. And instead of pointing the finger and placing blame on others, the buck really stops with you. As a studio owner, if a teacher is not performing or an unpopular decision has been made, you need to take responsibility and then address the issue. The key point here is to learn the lesson quickly and then move on. Number 2 is, this is a tough one, but you've got to remove your emotion. So teaching children how to dance has a lot of emotion attached to the experience from students and their parents. When a parent or student is coming to you with a complaint, it's often reactive to something that has just happened, you know, or something that's happened in class over the last 24 hours, and it's supercharged with emotions. Rarely will a parent or student look at a situation subjectively, put themselves in your shoes, and try to understand why a decision was made. As an example, let's say that you receive an angry email or phone call from a parent. Your initial response would be to take it personally and be reactive in your response, which means you most probably will say something that you'll regret. I want you to be really empathetic, so put yourself in their shoes to understand as much as you can what they're feeling. At the end of the day, it generally has nothing to do with you and it's about them, so please breathe and have a really calm conversation with them. I'd prefer that you actually picked up the phone. Number 3 is be professional. It's a fact that students will come and go from your studio. Some may have been at your studio for years and then decided to try somewhere else or go to another activity after school. I remember once attending a studio where the owner was saying very nasty things about a student who had left. They were telling other parents all the work they'd put into this student and they just packed up and went to another studio. There was so much resentment for this family, and while I showed empathy, I also had a conversation with the owner about being so attached to her students. At the end of the day, they are your customers. A customer pays you for a product or service, you deliver what they purchase, and sometimes they will come back for more. Why I love the culture and support a dance studio can ingrain into their dance families, it's important that as a studio owner, you keep your space and know at the end of the day that you're running a business. Number four, learn to love feedback. And we've spoken about feedback. Let down your defenses. Be open and coachable when it comes to receiving feedback. I totally get that you've invested probably a large chunk of your life into your studio, and that when someone says or writes something not so nice, you'll want to fight back, because it's like your baby. Again, though, there will occasionally be some truth to what is being said. Look, I know some people are just plain crazy, but at the end of the day, we all have a voice and we should all be heard. I encourage you to listen carefully to all types of feedback. Just take it on board. I want you to, keep the, what to do and do away with the rest. As I mentioned in the last lesson, you always want to be improving, right? So be open and coachable when it comes to feedback. Number five, I think this is such a crucial one for studio owners, is have a wisdom circle. Now, we all need those rocks in our life that turn to when things just get a little bit tougher than expected. When we have a challenging night at teaching or feeling overwhelmed as the concert or the recital is coming up or a competition, surrounding yourself with 3 to 5 supportive people within your network is crucial for any human being, not just studio owners. I created the concept of a wisdom circle a few years ago after selling my second business, Dance Life. I've continued to implement having a group of supportive people in my wisdom circle now, and each of them support me in different ways. So let me ask you, have you ever gone to your partner to speak with them about something that happened at dancing, which has really upset you, and they cannot for the life of them understand why you're so upset? They'll say something like, why are you so worked up? Or just move on. Or it's not a big deal. I don't know if that sounds familiar. And, do you continue to go to them with the same issues and get more and more frustrated with them? I liken this to going to a Chinese restaurant and then asking for nachos. You don't go to Chinese expecting to be able to get nachos. So why do you continually go to your partner wanting empathy and compassion when you know you're not going to get it? I really think you need to accept this and find someone else or another group of people that you can get that from. And these people make up your wisdom circle. For instance, in my wisdom circle, I have 5 people in it. I have 2 mentors that I pay money for, 2 friends, and my mum. Each of them complement each other, yet I'm supported on different levels from each. It's one of the best things I did in my life, and I really encourage you to be the same. And number 6 is to be strong. When dealing with a concern or a problem, many studio owners either give the parent or student what they want or make them even angrier that they tell all the other parents about it and could end up leaving. It's important as a studio owner you remain firm and fair. You cannot treat one person's feedback differently to another person's. They are all paying customers, and you need to treat their thoughts as equally as possible. In saying that, it's important you stay firm on your policies. I see too many studio owners bend the rules for particular students and parents because they're afraid of a student leaving. I always say to my private clients, if your teachers are fantastic, your business systems are fantastic, then a minor concern or problem from a parent or student won't make them leave. So what I want you to remember, which I say over and over again to my clients, is that you can't be all things to all people, and I've mentioned it multiple times in this training. During the life of your studio, people will come and go, and at the end of the day, your focus is about building a business, ensuring it's creating a great impact on the lives of your students and dance families, and is providing you with a great income. Now, I've spoken a lot about parents and students here, but these 6 things I've spoken about also applies to your teachers and staff. As I've mentioned in previous lessons, your faculty are the backbone to your business, and you need to give them the same eyes and ears as you do for your customers. So I guess the question now is, how do you know how to distinguish between a proper problem and a pretend problem? You see, as studio owners, we are faced with people coming to us with problems, but if we kept a tally of all of these, I'm sure you'd see that 90% of them can be fixed in a second and are what I like to call pretend problems, while others have more weight and merit and therefore need your attention. For example, you have been losing students from TAP and you've had a few people mention that the class is boring, then that's a proper problem and you need to find a new TAP teacher. Another proper problem is when you notice that fees are not coming in as regularly as they used to, and you know, when you approach people about paying, they complain about how rude your office staff are and they are never accommodating. This is a proper problem and you need to address it. One more example, which is happening more often now, is bullying on social media. This is a problem seen in schools, but it's also transferring through to studios. If your teachers are noticing a divide between students and parents have started to talk, then this is a proper problem and needs to be addressed immediately. As a studio owner, you know, it's your responsibility to know when problems become proper problems. Get in there and provide solutions quickly to limit any damage that might affect your studio. So I've given you the tools to add to your tool belt when it comes to managing complaints and dissatisfaction, but I want to give you one last nugget, which I use when I own my studio, which I now pass on to all of my clients. It's a simple three-step process to addressing concerns. Step one is that we thank them. Step two is state your commitment and intention, so to speak your truth. And then step three is to ask them what they would have done differently. So with step one, so straight up, we want to thank them for being honest and transparent with us and coming directly to you with their concern. Step two is state your commitment and intention. So it's then important that you state your commitment. For example, Mrs. Smith, I'm committed to providing our students with a really high quality of dance training while ensuring they're having an enjoyable experience at each and every lesson. Then you would state your intention, which you want to make this relevant to the situation. As an example, Mrs. Smith, my intention was never to make you angry or upset. My intention was to ensure we implemented a policy that applied to all of our students. And then step three, you want to ask them. Then you want to ask them what they would have done differently, and then say that you've certainly taken what they said on board and that you'll take the appropriate action. Cool. So my friends, that completes this lesson on how to manage complaints and dissatisfaction. You know, the key points for me, and I always come back to, to remove the emotion, I think is crucial, and to show empathy, to put yourself in their shoes. You never want to lose your position or the respect as a studio owner, but you want to get down to their level and see it from where they're coming from. And sure, they're not always going to be right, and they are going to be wrong a bit of the time. And so I just want to make sure at the end of the day that you remove the emotion, you show empathy, and that you're just really honest and transparent, because no one can tell you what your truth is. You know, that comes from inside of you. I really loved delivering this lesson to you. I loved writing it as well, and I hope I've gone a little bit deeper into this. You know, it's not marketing, it's not Facebook. It's working with those beautiful humans that you serve every day in your studio. So thank you for joining me on this lesson. It's been awesome. And I really look forward to seeing you next time. Bye for now. Take care.